and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at EOD.com.
The Backlog Life. I was talking with Ethan Kaplan the other day, and his pants kept vibrating. I have that effect on people. No, sorry. I mean, his BlackBerry is set up in him every time an email arrives, and the man gets 500 messages a day. It was like he had a small, coin-operated hotel mattress strapped to his belt. He's got the palmy, wrist-up BlackBerry in holster motion down. But does anybody really need to be that connected? Are those messages so important that they can't wait for him to finish being bored by me and get back to his desk? No, of course not. That's not the point. It's not the importance of the messages that demands they be checked immediately, it's the volume. With amount of crap being vomited up by his Ethernet connection. All day, every day. It's tough to walk away from the spigot, for fear that he'll return to waist-deep water. Ethan reads his mail in real time, to avoid being greeted by a 100 message pileup when he gets back from lunch. Bringing the computer with you is the only way to keep up. My entire life has devolved into an endless, grinding slog through my backlog. Everything I do is about catching up, doing the stuff I didn't get done the day before, plowing through some other goddamn thing that needs my attention. Ending the day without actually adding to the total aggregate is a victory. There are times when it piles up faster than I can shovel it away. And the computers are at fault, of course. Always the computers. The tools I use to manage information have evolved to the point where I can abdicate the tedious process of gathering it all together to them, and they now do a very diligent job of making sure that it's all brought to my attention. Endlessly. Maddeningly. Years ago, someone phoned you, and you weren't home, you missed the call, and they had to try back. Now, the messages queue up in voicemail. TV shows used to sleep unwatched, by unless you were there, to suck them up them, in real time. Today, my TiVo has hours of mindless crap that it's faithfully holding for me. The web originally required me to actually go out, and do something as quaint as visit sites, to read them. These days, my feed reader pulls down megabytes of data. A large portion of it, of course, cat pictures. And piles it up forever. Each of these swollen reservoirs of data silently mocks me with my inadequacy. The statistics are terrifying. All this is currently pending. Voicemail messages at work. 3 voicemail messages at home. 2 voicemail messages on my cell. 1 SMS messages on my cell. 4 hours of television and the TiVo. 13 email messages at home. 15 email messages at work. 28 items in my feed reader. 313 books on my nightstand. 8. This doesn't even count various to-do lists scattered on my desk, next to my bed, in the car, and you think I'm kidding here. In the bathroom. And compared to some people I know, I run a pretty tight ship, get date-wise. I mean, holy crap. It's all hard stuff, to the sedimentary layers at the bottom of my various inboxes. 1 email message can imply a month of work. 1 feed item can be hours of reading. A single voicemail can be days of back and forth. It's all stuff that I will realistically be able to do right after I get all the rest they promise when I die. The proper solution, of course, is to further improve the tools. There are plenty of rants out there about how to fix feed readers and email clients and DVRs or to allow community filtering and sort by affinity and Bayesian ranking. And that's all great, and I'll heartily welcome the day when Outlook is smart enough to simply trash the messages that I'm going to trash anyway before I even see them. Rule. From boss to deleted items. But I'm not waiting until then. As of now, my fancy pants community-generated, emergent behavior data sort on Christic is a calendar. If I haven't gotten to something in a week, it dies. Stick that in your attention economy and smoke it. I'm rebooting. Feed list. Empty. Inbox. Empty. TiVo. Okay, I still need to watch 24. But other than that, empty. So screw you, info glut. I'm not going to be the responsible info citizen, I'm expected to info be anymore. If I get date, I get date. If I don't, well then it couldn't have been very important, in the first place. I suspect that burning children, and browning buildings, will still get the attention they need. But the year-old emails, that are stinking up the bottom of my inbox. The month-old daily shows. The 3 dozen waxy links that I've flagged, and sorted and pinned, to corkboard for further study, someday. Gone. And good riddance. You're on notice, entirety of human knowledge. You get a week. If you can't get my attention, in that time, and it's plenty of time, then you're tossed junked, thrown away and forgotten. Call me back if it's important.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.